And the NBA Finals tip-off tonight, the foes are familiar. This is the fourth straight season. The Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers have met to battle over the championship. So again, it's Steph Curry against LeBron James. And in previous title matches, Curry has gotten the better of James. His Warriors have won twice, LeBron's Cavs once. Meantime, the top teams in hockey Stanley Cup Final never played each other because one didn't exist till the season. And the Washington Capitals beat the new expansion team, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, 3-2. In Game 2 last night, the best-of-seven series tied at a game apiece, Game 3 Saturday night. Okay, the table is set. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, start with the NBA. First time in major American pro sports league history that the same two teams have played for the championship four straight years. Is this good or bad for the NBA?
Well, they were asking LeBron that question. Isn't this a little familiar? But I would think of it this way. You said the table is set. I'm gonna tear the tablecloth off a little bit because I don't think it's LeBron against Steph. I think it's LeBron against a collection of totally great Warriors teammates, including Steph and Durant. And I'm not giving short shrift to the Cavaliers. It really is LeBron. His teammates this year are such that if you took LeBron off and not replaced him with an average NBA player, they'd be the worst team in the NBA if that were to happen. If you replaced him with a great NBA player, they'd struggle to get out of the first round of the playoffs if they even make the playoffs. And I can say that with some confidence because they actually struggled to get out of the first round of the playoffs. So I would say what LeBron has done, he refuses not to be in the finals. And what the Warriors have done is assembled a great team. In fact, one of the best of all time. This is what you get. This is what you get when greats meet.
Well, I want to go on to hockey, but just real quick, why are they saying it's so lopsided, though? I mean, yes, I've heard LeBron against the best player against the best team, but is it really that lopsided?
It would seem to be. The Warriors are a 13-point favorite in this game, and it's just that everyone else with LeBron is so inferior. Cavaliers have the best player in the world on their side, and then I would say the next five best players in the series are all on the Warriors. Okay. And since it's a team sport, that's why.
Okay, Stanley Cup Finals. How much of a surprise that this expansion team made it?
If you judge it from the end of the season when the Knights had the best record in their conference, you would say it's somewhat of a surprise. Okay, they did it in the regular season. What about the crucible of the Stanley Cup playoffs? And the Knights have been tremendous in the playoffs. If you look at it from the point that they drafted their team, they were predicted to be a regular expansion team, which is to say terrible. So I would say it is a shock. It is a huge shock. And they, if we want to talk about team sports, that is their secret. They don't have great individual players. They play together well. And they play for their coach so well.
Well, they have a lot of inspiration because we know the team was born at around the time of that terrible shooting. And so the city has just embraced it. But either way, we're going to have a first-time Stanley Cup winner, big for both towns.
Yeah, and the Capitals, I tend not to go into the cliche, the long-suffering fan, but Capitals fans have been waiting for this for a long time, and their great center, Ovechkin, has been waiting for this too, if it happens.
Who do you think?
I do think the Knights will somehow. Why pick against them? I think they'll somehow pull it out.
Yeah, you're betting on Las Vegas. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, also editor of the new book, Upon Further Review. You might have heard about it. The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.